The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We have talked about Ghadir in different ways, about the event, about the authenticity, about the meaning, about the consequences for us as the followers of Ali, and many, many different issues, the controversies that people have about it, whether it meant this or that. We have covered that in, I would say, almost in two decades or more on these events of Ghadir. But tonight I would like to move in a different direction. And I would like to narrate to you some of the special virtues and fadilat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And these fazail will be in the words of Ali himself. This is actually almost 20 years after the passing away of Rasulullah. This is the time when the second Khalifa was injured fatally, and he appointed six individuals to be in a shura, it's a committee, where they will sit down and choose among themselves who will be the next Khalifa. Interestingly, Ali was included in that committee. There's all this discussion about it itself, shura, what does it mean? Why did even Ali agree to be part of that committee? But that's for some other time. We have talked about it before. I will just say one statement here because, you know, people might have questions in their minds about it. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Ali, asked him, why you are going into in this shura? You know what is the consequences. They don't want you. And Amir al-Mu'minin said, listen, I know I'll not get the Khilafat again. I'll be denied. But I'm just going there so that عَمَلُهُ يُبْطِلُ قَوْلَهُ. Because this action of Umar appointing me in that committee from which one of us will become a Khalifa will nullify his statement in Saqifa when he said that Nubuwat and Khilafat cannot be in one family. And so Ali just went there to make a point. He knew what will happen. You know, Umar appointed Abdurrahman bin Auf as the chairman. So there was all negotiations about the six people there. You know, Zubair and one of others, you know, they withdrew in the name of Ali. The other two withdrew in the name of Osman. And so now Abdurrahman bin Auf had the casting vote as the chairman. And he offered Khilafat to Ali. He says, I offer the Khilafat to you on the condition that you will follow the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah and the Seerah of Shaykhain, Shaykh Abu Bakr and Shaykh Umar. And Ali said, I accept the Khilafat on the basis of Kitabullah and Sunnah of Rasulullah and my own opinions. It was a total denial of the validity of the Khilafat of Abu Bakr and Umar. And then Abdurrahman ibn Auf turned to Osman. Do you agree to accept Khilafat on basis of Kitabullah and Sunnah of Rasulullah and the tradition of Shaykhain? He said, yes. He said, yes, this is your Khilafat. So even that rejection by Ali was very meaningful and powerful. That I only go on the basis of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet and not on the seerah of the Shaykhain. But after that, when all this happened, and Ali knew about it, that he will be denied the Khilafat again, Amir al-Mu'minin did not leave the gathering without making a statement. And this is what I would like to share with you in this evening's gathering. Abu Tufail is the narrator. He said, I was one of the individuals assigned to guard these people. Because one of the conditions that the second Khalifa has put, that if they don't agree and any one of them, you know, opposes the majority, fisabilillah, kill him. So there were people assigned there at the door, you know, to guard these six people in the committee. Abu Tufail was one of them, and he narrates that towards the end of this discussion, when Ali was not given the Khilafat, he says, Ali stood up and he told them, لَا أَحْتِجَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا لَا يَسْتَطِيعَ عَرَبِيُّكُمْ وَلَا عَجَمِيُّكُمْ يُغَيِّرُ ذَلِكَ. I'm going to present to you my arguments, which no Arab or non-Arab in the world of Islam will be able to change or deny. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen mentioned about 30 points. We don't have the time for it, but I selected about 15 to 20 of those points that he mentions. And inshallah, we'll go through one by one, inshallah. Amir al-Mu'mineen started by saying, the very first point he raises, he says, and this is there in the Sunni sources and our sources also. And there's a lot of discussion about it. Many of them say, oh, this is za'if, not acceptable. Our ulama have worked on it and responding to each of the points where they are trying to negate this conversation. Where Ali starts by saying to them, so this is about 20 years after the wafat of the Prophet. أَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ أَيُّهَا النَّفَرَ جَمِيعًا. I remind you, all of you, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the response that I want from you is by keeping Allah in your minds. أَفِيكُمْ عَهَدٌ وَحَّدُ اللَّهُ قَبْلِ. Is there anyone among you five who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before me? You know this whole issue about who was the first Muslim? Even there, they want to deny that fazilat to Ali. They will say, oh yeah, among women it was Khadija. Among minors it was Ali. Among the adults it was so-and-so. And that so-and-so is also controversial. We don't know who. Amir al-Mu'mineen is a minor, not even baligh at that time. But that itself is a fazilat. When a non-Muslim becomes a Muslim, and they recite the Shahadatain, you don't ask the children to say the Shahadatain. The minor ones automatically will follow this new status of the parents. Because their statements are not considered to be, you know, any importance. But at least by putting Ali there, that among the minors is the first Ali, you know, who became Islam or accepted Islam, that's where you have to realize that they had no choice but to give importance even to the witnessing of Ali, who is not even baligh. You know, according to one of the late Sunni scholars of Pakistan, who was a minister of religion during the days of Bhutto, Zulfiqar Ali Bhutto, he had a very good statement in a conference on Ali in Delhi, where he says this whole discussion about when Ali became a Muslim is irrelevant. Illogical. There is no question that Ali, when did he become a Muslim? Because Ali was a Muslim from day one. And so these five people say, قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ لَا. Yes, we, by Allah, none of us had become Muslim before you. Number two, now he comes to his family relationship. أَنْشُدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ عَهَدٌ لَهُ أَخٌ مِثْلَ أَخِي جَعْفَرَ الطيار في الجنة مع الملائكة غيري. I remind you, does any one of you have a brother like mine, Ja'far al-Tayyar, who flies in the heaven with the angels? Of course, the answer was, Allahumma la, no, we don't have a brother like yours.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
كريم عظيم عليم حال حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.